Parles-tu français?
Hablas español?
Parle italiano.
If you've used Babbel, you would. Babbel's conversation-based technique teaches you useful words and phrases to get you speaking quickly about the things you actually talk about in the real world. With lessons handcrafted by over 200 language experts and voiced by real native speakers, Babbel is like having a private tutor in your pocket. Start speaking with Babbel today. Get up to 55% off your Babbel subscription right now at babbel.com/listen. Spelled babbel.com/listen. Rules and restrictions may apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You walk in tired and hungry. One bad dinner away from losing it. You don't like to cook. You don't want more takeout. You just want something good. That's why there's Dish by Blue Apron. Pre-made meals with at least 20 grams of protein and no artificial flavors or colors, from fridge to fork in 5 minutes or less. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
That's right. You're in the loop right here on Sports Radio 610. John Lopez, Reginald Atula, Figgy Fig, back at the studio. We're out of NRG Stadium, and I'm going to be honest. This is a... We're starting to run out of turkeys here. But it's been so awesome. We just took a picture with a young man out here.
Yeah.
It's been so cool to see all the fan base of the Texans. And I imagine that this gets a lot more fun when you get a big win versus the Buffalo Bills, the game.
Yes, sir.
Leading into it. We'll talk more about the Texans here on the other side of things. But right now, let's do a little college football on a Tuesday with a very special guest. He was at one point, I believe, the fastest 10-year-old in all of these United States of America, most cities' own, and also straight Jesuits' own. He hosts the Ringer Tailgate. He's on the Ringer Tailgate talking college football with the Ringer and also covering media. His name is Joel Anderson. Joel, what's happening, man?
Man, appreciate you having me on, man. It's a big deal. I always say anytime I can be on at home, it means something. And also for the people that know in H-Town, you know what I'm saying, Wings Track Club, Track Houston, you know, my mama wrote the constitution for the, or whatever, the little program for Track Houston. We were right there at the founding of Track Houston. So we got, you know, yeah, I've been here for a minute.
Man, small world, and you did some work here, which we kind of caught up. I didn't even make the connection until we caught up in the break, but great having you on here, man.
Oh, man, John, man, look, John, you're a legend, man. I'd be in the, I was in the press boxes, and I was a nobody. You know what I mean? Nobody was paying attention to me, so I was very quiet. I didn't, you know, didn't really stick my hand up or nothing. But, yeah, it's a big honor to be on with you, bro, for real.
But you've been – I mean, you played football at TCU, and you've covered a lot of college football. Have you ever seen a year and a coaching carousel quite like the one that we're looking at right now, where you've got one main candidate and he looks like he's vying? There's two really big jobs that are vying for him, maybe even a third depending, and he has gotten an ultimatum to let his school know which way he's going.
So it's crazy. I was actually – I'm not trying to – I mean, I guess Steve Addazio is not a name drop, but if you remember the former Boston College – Colorado State head coach. I was talking about this with him a little bit earlier, and it's like, yeah, I cannot remember one that's particularly like this. Like 2022 is weird because of the Lincoln Riley and Brian Kelly of it all, and like those people living jobs that are jobs that you don't typically leave. This is different, where there's like one clear head candidate, and his team is in the middle of a playoff run. And it's like, yeah, his current program is like, you got to make a decision. I've never seen anything quite like this before. And, you know, it's not a surprise that it's Lane, because Lane is a little bit of a drama queen, you know. But also think, in all fairness to him, it's a very difficult decision, right? Like, people say that Ole Miss is a great program and it's right there with LSU and all this other stuff. But there's a reason that, like, people are looking at LSU and Florida right next to them and saying, hey, man, those might be better jobs. Like, historically, they just are. And the only reason anybody thinks that Ole Miss is anywhere near the equivalent of those jobs is because of Lane Kiffin. He's shown a proof of concept that I can win at Ole Miss like you can win at LSU. But that's not necessarily a thing that we know that will carry on for the next 5, 6, 7 years. And so I understand why these other jobs are tempting to him right now.
Now, Joel, I actually am so happy that you got to this place because we've been talking about on this program the possibility that we might be in a new era of college football where it might be advantageous to be at that, you know, 1B level job because they going to appreciate you as in a way that LSU is like, hey, man, win or get gone. Is there something to maybe to that in the college football landscape where we might be in a new era where that secondary job is actually more advantageous for a coach?
Well, I mean, I guess it depends on the kind of person you are, right? Like, if it doesn't seem like Lane Kiffin is a person who necessarily is appreciative of that right now, right? Yeah. I mean, he was looking at Auburn a few years ago, like during that 2022 cycle that we were talking about. So, but I do think there is something to that. Like, money is not going to be an issue. Like, Ole Miss isn't going to get outspent. Like, they've pledged to spend as much money for, you know, talent acquisition as LSU and Florida. But I think the thing is, though, is that, you know, there are reasons that schools are traditionally and historically the way they are, right? And for Ole Miss, it's just never quite been on the level of LSU or Florida. Some of that is, you know, the proximity to talent in those states, right? But also some of it is just that some schools are a little bit more culturally inhospitable and people don't necessarily think, hey, man, I'd rather go play at Ole Miss before any other place in the SEC. That's just the facts, man. I mean, if people want to dispute that, because I know that there's been a lot of argument about, oh, why are you insulting Oxford, Mississippi and Ole Miss? Bro, every school around them has won a national championship with the exception of Mississippi State, right? Like Tennessee, LSU, Alabama, Georgia, Florida State, like most of the major programs around there have won, not Ole Miss. Ole Miss has never been this good basically since desegregation. So there's a reason why Ole Miss has this little bit more difficulty compared to these other schools. And Lane Kiffin is saying, you know what, man, I don't know if what I'm doing here can hold up over the test of time. Like, I've already overperformed. Like, I don't know if that's going to be something that's going to be there for me in 5 years. Maybe I should go to one of these schools where it might be a little bit easier to convince kids to go here and to get everything I need. I've seen these schools win national championships. I haven't seen that at Ole Miss yet.
Not only is it a little easier, but I was listening to Lane Kiffin's press availability yesterday, and he's basically recruiting his own players. To say, hey, you know, you can come with me. I mean, he basically was saying, like, it's a different world. These players aren't like when we were playing. And you could kind of read between the lines, like, there's a Kurt Cignetti, you know, vibe there. Like, I walked away thinking he's gone and he's going to take a lot of those Ole Miss players. That's a big factor, isn't it?
Oh, yeah. Well, I mean, it's going to be really hard for him to come back under these circumstances anyway, right? It certainly seems like Ole Miss is and understandably so frustrated that he keeps looking around. You know, like, Lane Kiffin is the partner that you just never quite sure if they all the way in. You know, you might be checking their phone, their text or whatever. You know, they leave their computer up there browsing. You might look at their email. Because you don't know with Lane Kiffin that as soon as something cool comes by or something else that's sexy, he's going to be looking out. And so Ole Miss is like, well, man, we've given you everything you wanted. Everything you could have possibly wanted here. Mm-hmm. We've showed faith in you when a lot of other people wouldn't have given you a job of this stature, right? Like, when he came out of FAU, it's not like everybody was running to hire him. Like, Ole Miss extended him an opportunity that not a lot of other schools would have. But, I mean, the long and short of it is that, man, Lane Kiffin wants to be in the news, man. He wants to be in the game. He wants to be at the top of the game, and he seems like the sort of competitive guy. I mean, he's played under Carroll. I mean, he's coached under Carroll. He's coached under Saban. He's seen, like, with winning a championship is like, I think that's probably the most important thing to him, not whether or not he's liked by Ole Miss or anybody else that has a problem with how he's conducting this job search.
We're talking to Joel Anderson of The Ringer here in the Loop on Sports Radio 610. And Joel, I'm very intrigued by the way that this college football playoff thing continues to go off. I very mm-hmm. much wish that they did not do these rankings, but they do for the TV product and all of that. Are you at all rankled by the moving criteria, it feels like, that they use to rank these teams? Right now, it feels like they care more about your good losses than your bad wins or what, however we do this. Are you all rankled by this?
No, because I think that I'm not rankled by it until the final rankings. Because, I mean, this is all programming. Like, it's all to get everybody upset. Yeah. But we know that it's, like, if we get down to the final week after rivalry week right here and they're starting to do the polling – or whatever, they're not going to – I don't believe that they're going to keep Miami over Notre Dame. I mean, Notre Dame over Miami, all things being equal, if the season plays out the way it's supposed to, if they like win their games or whatever. And because I know that's one of the things that upsets everybody. Or, you know, man, why is Tennessee still ranked? You know, that kind of stuff. You know, people are getting mad about that sort of stuff. I just don't think it's really going to matter. And they're making it up as they go along, understandably, right? Because, I mean, how can, like, transitive property doesn't really work. Teams are different every week, and then people are always using different criteria. Like, do you think Notre Dame is a better team now than it was, you know, 2 months ago? Well, I might prioritize that. Some people might say, well, that has nothing to do with what they've done in their season, right? Like, they haven't accomplished as much. They haven't beaten anybody other than USC that seems to be impressive. So they're all using this moving criteria. But I think that, like, when everything is said and done and we've got all the games and all the data that we need to match everything up, that everything is pretty much going to play its way out. Like, I mean, the only time that anybody's really gotten outraged was when Florida State got left out. And even then, there was a reason behind it. It was like, we saw y'all play in the ACC championship, bro. Like, y'all were not good. You know, that offense was pretty terrible, dog. You know? So anyway, so I just think that, like, it's just a way to get people going. And that's great. That's great for college football if you love it. It gives us something to argue about every week. But I think when it comes down to it, they'll figure it out. I mean, I know also, man, people were so mad at a homeboy that did the CFP talking, you know, Hunter Yurecek.
Yeah.
Who's a U of H guy. He was at U of H a few years ago, right? Man, he didn't expect to get that position, but Mac Rhodes was supposed to be at that job. Mac Rhodes was supposed to be in that job, man. He was just, they need me to talk? You know, that's his first time. Give him a chance, man. Next week, he'll probably be better, I'm sure.
Parles-tu français?
Hablas español?
Parle italiano.
If you've used Babbel, you would. Babbel's conversation-based technique teaches you useful words and phrases to get you speaking quickly about the things you actually talk about in the real world. With lessons handcrafted by over 200 language experts and voiced by real native speakers, Babbel is like having a private tutor in your pocket. Start speaking with Babbel today. Get up to 55% off your Babbel subscription right now at babbel.com/listen. Spelled babbel.com/listen. Rules and restrictions may apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You walk in tired and hungry. One bad dinner away from losing it. You don't like to cook. You don't want more takeout. You just want something good. That's why there's Dish by Blue Apron. Pre-made meals with at least 20 grams of protein and no artificial flavors or colors, from fridge to fork in 5 minutes or less. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Yeah. You know, that said, you know, the one good thing about the playoff is you get teams on the periphery that back in the day, in the old BCS days, you'd be like, hey, nobody wanted to play fill in the blank, but they just couldn't get into the championship game. So who are those teams right now that are going to be in the playoff that you think nobody wants to play right now? I got a couple of ideas, but I'm curious on yours.
Well, I mean, so I think Georgia looks a lot better than they did earlier in the year. Like, I mean, you know, people were doing the thing with, man, Georgia don't look like it did in 2021, 2022. All of a sudden, they've turned it up. They look like they're sort of rounding into shape. And that's sort of a tentpole of one of those Kirby Smart teams, right? That they get better as the year gets along. So I think that they're a program that people don't want to play. I also think Notre Dame, man, people can knock their schedule or whatever, but the one thing they're doing is beating the hell out of the teams that they're playing. Like, all they can do is beat who's on their schedule. And Notre Dame played in the national championship game last year, so they've got some holdovers from that. They've got the experience. And I really think that, like, in terms of, like, a complete team, they've got a little bit of everything, bro. And I don't know how CJ Carr is going to be when the bullets start to fly, right? Like, when the games really matter and these are high-leverage situations. But he's looked pretty good so far. So, like, Notre Dame is one of those teams that I think, man, you know, I don't know if you're going to necessarily want to play them if they get in there.
Yeah, the only one I would add would be Oregon.
I got both those. Yeah. Yeah. Oregon is really good. So they beat USC last week, and they handled them pretty easily. Like, that was a game. USC was competitive, but, you know, Oregon had them kind of – they did the big brother thing where they had the hand on their forehead and kind of held away most of the game. But, I mean, the one thing that I think about, and I kind of haven't gotten over it, is that Indiana bullied them at home.
Yeah.
Right? Mm-hmm. Like, it was like that wasn't a fluke or anything. Like, Indiana didn't win on some tricked up stuff. Like, they went out there and beat them up on their home field in a place that's supposed to be hard to play. So, I mean, but yeah, maybe they're better now. Maybe Dante Moore, and as they get everybody healthy, DeCorey and Moore from, you know, Duncanville and all those guys get healthier, maybe it'll be a different situation this time.
I'm sitting next to a Texas A&M Aggie, Joel.
And, man.
One of the things about A&M is that they do that thing.
Hey, I'm sitting next to a guy that said TCU didn't have a chance against U of H, by the way.
Oh, we'll get there. We'll get there. No, the TCU alone, Joel.
Against U of H?
Well, he's exaggerating, but, you know.
Okay,
still.
All right. Okay.
Well, am I?
Don't worry. I'll answer for my crimes here in a little bit. Do you believe in A&M right now as a championship type team?
Yeah. I mean, I think that they've got a little bit of everything, man. Like, again, they're another well-rounded team. Prior to this season, the only question I had was, man, can Marcel Reed throw the ball? You know, because, like the last year, that seemed to be sort of the ceiling on that team. Like, could Marcel Reed challenge defenses down the field or whatever? But, like, he's really rounded into a really good passing threat. And so, like, what does A&M have that you don't, you know, what does A&M not have? Right, they've got a great defense. You know, Cassius Howell, Tarion York. Tarion was one of my favorite players, man. He's such a dog, man. I love that dude. The secondary is solid. They've got great receivers. If Le'Veon Moss gets rounds back into health, they'll have a pretty deep running back room. The offensive line is strong. Like, they've got everything you need. The only thing holding the Aggies back is that nobody believes in them, bro. I hope they believe in themselves, right?
Yeah.
I'm pretty sure they do. But, like, again – And John, you know this. We've just never seen A&M. When was the last time A&M been this good? Like 91, something like that.
92, the year they were on probation, went 12-0. But the answer to your question probably is Mike Elko, because you know the other thing about A&M is they really haven't played a complete game yet. They struggled early against Notre Dame, won that game. They were losing at halftime against LSU, won that game. By the way, both on the road. That's something I hadn't seen from A&M in a long time. Is that Elko belief kind of thing.
Yeah. I mean, like, I don't know about you guys against South Carolina. It's one of the few times in my life that A&M fell behind, and I was like, oh, I'm not worried though. Now, I don't know if that's South Carolina. I don't know if that's a South Carolina thing, because I think South Carolina's kind of not a joke, but I was like, A&M had played really, really bad in that first half. And I was just like, I just didn't see that South Carolina was so much better than them. But them coming back and winning that game is the sort of thing that a few years ago, like, none of us would have believed it. Like,
right,
it just would have been like, that's not what an A&M team is going to do. They dropped the game that they weren't supposed to lose. But they went ahead, came back and played that game, won it. So, to me, that indicated that maybe they had gotten over a hump. But, like, this weekend, though, I don't know. But that's the next one, bro. And this will really, really tell us about who they are. Because I think it's fair to say that this will be the best team they've played since Notre Dame, I assume.
Yeah, probably. And even then, they have their issues. All right. Joel Anderson, letting you know that you're going to have to check in when you go into Lubbock because there's some people on the text line upset that you did not mention one Texas Tech University. And then before I let you go, I did want to apologize directly to you as a TCU contingent because I did say that I thought your squad was bad and that Houston should get a victory. And, of course, Texas Christian went in and ruined Houston's senior night. So I'm happy for you. And your continued coach in Sonny Dykes. I know you're very happy about that.
Yeah, right. Well, look, okay, here's the thing about that, right? Well, first of all, U of H is the first team I ever loved. Like, that, I still got mad love for the Cougs. But if you had said something along the lines that TCU don't have a chance, I would be like, look, I think U of H is a better coach team. I think they're having a better season than TCU, but I don't think they have more talent than TCU. And I was like, all things being equal, if think they just line up, I'm looking at TCU and the roster that we're supposed to have. We should win that game. And they did, which was a surprise to me, right? I didn't expect them to win, but I wasn't like – I did not think the U of H was so much a better team that my Frogs didn't have a chance. So, yeah, man, I mean, you know, I guess we're going to have to keep Sonny Dykes, you know. I guess the market isn't great right now. I guess maybe we'll run it back, finally spend some money. TCU has not been as aggressive in spending money and doing the NIL thing. So, like, maybe they will get, you know, we'll double up or something. But, yeah, I guess we've got to keep Spike's boy another year, I guess.
And that's a shame. That's a shame because wealthy thrift is real nasty. Anyways, that's Joel Anderson. You catch him, on the Ringer tailgate. What is it, Press Box podcast as well that you do?
Press Box on Thursdays. That's right.
There you go. So shout out to our guy. Appreciate you. We got to welcome you back because I feel like that 10, 12 minutes went real quick.
Oh, man, look, anytime, bro. When I come down there, I'll come in and you're going to give me a turkey.
Oh, hell yeah.
Very good. Very good. All right, Joel Anderson, Mo City Zone. Join us here in the Loop on Sports Radio 610. All right, coming up next, let's return back to the Texans. I think D'Amico Ryan said something very interesting in that coach show that I also want to return to. We'll talk about that next.
Parles-tu français?
Hablas español?
Parle italiano.
If you've used Babbel, you would. Babbel's conversation-based technique teaches you useful words and phrases to get you speaking quickly about the things you actually talk about in the real world. With lessons handcrafted by over 200 language experts and voiced by real native speakers, Babbel is like having a private tutor in your pocket. Start speaking with Babbel today. Get up to 55% off your Babbel subscription right now at babbel.com/listen. Spelled babbel.com/listen. Rules and restrictions may apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Oh, it's such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
I meant those blackout motorized shades.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. I installed these and then got some from my mom. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Hall of Fame son.
They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Blinds.com is the GOAT.
Visit Blinds.com now for up to 45% off site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Rules and restrictions apply.
Oh, could this vintage store be any cuter?
Right? And the best part? They accept Discover.
Accept Discover? In a little place like this? I don't think so, Jennifer.
Oh, yeah, huh? Discover's accepted where I like to shop. Come on, baby, get with the times.
Right, so we shouldn't get the parachute pants?
These are making a comeback. I think.
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
The holidays are behind us and school routines are back. Now is the time to help your kids start the new semester strong. IXL helps students refresh what they learned in the fall so they head into the new year feeling confident and prepared. With new units and new goals, IXL is the simplest way to build better habits and stay on top of lessons without the stress. As teachers dive into new material, kids can practice those exact same skills at home to make sure the lessons really stick. IXL is an award-winning platform covering math, language arts, science, and social studies for pre-K through 12th grade. It's personalized, interactive, and actually fun. Keep your kids motivated for the second half of the year at IXL.com. Don't miss out. 1 in 4 students in the U.S. are learning with IXL. IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.